Riley. Really, Riley.
Really, Riley.
Really, Riley.
Really, Riley.
Really, Riley.
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Really Riley. Thanks for coming back around to my little corner of the world. It's Friday, and on Fridays, I like to give you my fave five of the week. Basically, the five things that I'm obsessing about. And lately, I've been like sticking to certain categories based on what's going on with me, because that's what this podcast is all about. Really Riley. So lately, I have been cooking at home a lot more. Marshall and I were doing a meal prep service for a long time and then just cooking separate things for Lyric. But now we just bought a house, and anybody that has been down that road knows how damn expensive it is. So we decided to save a little money, and I actually like realized just how much I miss cooking at home, because I consider myself to be a good cook, and I actually kind of like the idea of cooking for a man's. How domestic of me. So yeah, let's get into the list. I picked five different types of seasonings that I really love to cook with at home, because I'm the type of person too, if a recipe has more than five ingredients or five steps, I don't want to mess with it. I also just sort of feel like anything more than that, for the most part, you lose all those flavors in there. And I also don't really have a whole lot of patience. Like the stuff I like to cook at home, I like, you know, 5-10 minutes of prep, maybe 15 minutes of cook time if it's on, you know, the pan, or if it's being cooked in the oven, I like for it to be in there for like 25 minutes and then it just comes out with deliciousness. So yeah, I don't like a whole lot of different seasonings. Like obviously I have my salt and pepper, and I use pink Himalayan salt, by the way, but that one didn't make it as one of the fives, but I feel like you should get that too. So without further ado, the first one on the list is Goya Adobo. No self-respecting Puerto Rican, Latina, whatever, would do a list like this without putting it on there. Like, I grew up with this stuff. And I get the one without pepper, with the blue cap, because there's a bunch of different kinds. But adobo is very, like, very, very salty, very seasony, but you can put it on anything. You can put it, you know, you put it in your rice, or at least my mom did, everything. Chicken, steak, seafood, like, all-purpose seasoning, as they call it. But it's because of this seasoning that a lot of times if I go out and I get chicken, it feels bland to me, like at restaurants and stuff like that, because my mom's chicken was always seasoned with this, and now I just feel like everything else needs more salt. But it's in the Latin or Hispanic section or whatever they call it in the grocery stores, and it's only like $1.79, and this thing will last you forever, for like a year. Well, actually not the way I use it, but the next one on my list is actually a new one that I just tried this week. I put a blog up about it today because it was so damn good. I like a lot of lighter, crisper, maybe even sweeter flavors for summer, and I've been very into cooking fish because it's healthy and it's actually pretty easy to make. So it's called May Ploy. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but they're sweet chili sauce. That one's in the Asian section. It's like $2.50, and it is so good. It's like the stuff that you dip your egg rolls in when you go out, but this stuff is pretty concentrated, so you can double it either as a dipping sauce, salad dressing, or I did it as a marinade this week on salmon. Oh my God, it was so good. It kept the fish super moist. And since salmon is sort of a lighter flavor fish, you can use these seasonings with it and make it really flavorful, but not overpowering. Next one on the list makes me basic AF. I don't care. I could not include it in this list was Trader Joe's Everything But the Bagel Seasoning. I mean, how can you not love this stuff? Like, I know I'm late to the party, but I only really discovered it like a year and a half ago. But I found fun ways to like eat it. Like, I love lately, like I said, fresh, crisp things are my jam for summer because it's stupid hot outside. I like to put it on mini cucumbers. But one time I made grilled chicken fingers with this, where the Everything But the Bagel seasoning was like the breading. Oh my God, it was so good and so crispy, like light, like a fried chicken tender, but not as heavy. The only problem is like you get this tiny little jar of it. However, if you want to go generic, Amazon has a 10-ounce jar for $13.97. So if you're going to go make those chicken tendies, then you should probably get the big jar. Next one on the list, not one everybody would think, but Thai peanut sauce. It's like $6. Like Trader Joe's, I think, has a good one. I've even found it at the dollar store, believe it or not, because seasonings and stuff like that can tend to be sort of expensive, but a dollar store. But I really like to either dip stuff in this, or it's also very good with baked chicken. Like, I've made a Thai peanut sauce before where you make it with this. I think you put a little bit of sriracha in it to make it kind of spicy. And that's another one that should have made it on this list. But that's a given. You dice up a little bit of green onions, and then you crunch up some peanuts. Oh, I'm getting hungry. And last but not least on this list was, this one was actually given to me by John from the show, from your morning show, for my birthday last year. Don't know how to say this. Sabatino truffle zest. Now, this is sort of expensive, too. You can get it on Amazon, but it's $13.99. But truffles, I guess, you know, when you use them in cooking in restaurants, are hyper expensive. You know, like one truffle is like $1 million. But this zest is so good for anything. Like, I've put it on salad before. Like, it's a nice, like, sprinkling on top. I put it on chicken. It's really, really good on fish. And actually really, really good on meat, too. Like, if you were doing a burger and you wanted to put like a slice of like a sharp cheddar, this is like the perfect seasoning for it. I mean, $13.99 seems like a little bit expensive, but since we're cooking at home and we're trying to save money that way, it forces me to not want to order out or not order from a food service and just cook at home more. But there you have it. That's my five lists. I'm going to put these up with links on my blog at ymsradio.com. Just click on the Riley link. And I also want to hear your goodies, like the stuff that you guys love to cook with. I love it when you guys listen and then hit me up in the DMs because it makes me feel like you're listening. I'm not alone. But I also just really love your suggestions. If there's anything that like you think should have been on this list that I completely missed, hit me up on social at Riley Couture. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Snapchat is at Radio Recon. TikTok is Riley Couture 7. Y'all, I hope you have a really great weekend. If you guys cook with any of this stuff or you want some recipe suggestions, I think I can help you out. I'm no chef, but I have my favorites for sure. And again, thank you guys for listening. I'll talk to you next week. It's Really Riley.